Schools in Mexico will not reopen when the academic year begins on August 24th. Mexico has the third highest COVID-19 death toll in the world and more than 430,000 infections. NPR's Carrie Kahn joins me now from Mexico City. And Carrie, the U.S. is also struggling with this big question of reopening schools. What is the plan now in Mexico if classrooms are not going to reopen this month?
They'll be held online as they were through the end of the last school cycle. But for many parts of Mexico, that just doesn't work. There's great areas of the country that just don't have good internet, especially in the rural and poorer southern states of the country. And a lot of mountainous regions, the internet is just no good. So this morning, the education minister announced plans for distance education learning done via open broadcast TV. And at the president's daily press conference, the heads of the country's TV giants like Televisa and TV Azteca were on hand to discuss the plan. They say over 16 open broadcast channels, they'll put up education curriculum for primary through high school grades. And for those areas of the country that don't even get good television reception, officials say they'll have 640 programs broadcast on the radio and in indigenous languages. And all of this will be ready to go when school opens on August 24th.
Wow, just a few weeks to go until they take on that massive undertaking. I want to mention those grim numbers that I mentioned earlier, but tell us more about the realities of everyday life. How bad has it been there?
Well, Mexico City is the big hotspot in the country. There is a slow reopening of businesses here. The city and most of the country was never really on a mandatory lockdown. It was all voluntary. You have to keep in mind when we talk about numbers here in Mexico, they are doing very, very little testing. And one statistic that I think is just staggering about how low the testing is in Mexico is this thing called the positive rate, meaning the number of tests that come back positive versus the number you test. It's now at 60%. And the WHO says countries that are testing widely enough and doing it right should have testing, positive testing rates below 10%. Mexico is at 60%. So it's clear we just don't have a lot of good information about the extent of the virus spread in Mexico. And while we say that Mexico now has the third highest numbers of deaths in the world, many experts say that could be three times as high.
Carrie, I mean, it sounds like it has become a very politically charged problem as well, just like here in the United States.
It is. There's a lot of finger pointing about who's to blame. A lot goes toward the coronavirus czar, that the deputy health minister. He gets a lot of blame. You know, he's on TV every night. And he and the president have blamed Mexicans themselves for having unhealthy lifestyles and the high death rates. They say Mexicans do have high rates of diabetes and obesity. People have asked for his resignation, the deputy health minister, but those are all governors from opposition parties, and the president just dismisses the critics, saying that there are conservatives and crooks in the country who will benefit from him not being able to move forward with his anti-corruption policy. You know, he's rarely seen in public wearing a mask and doesn't give clear messages about combating the virus. Recently, he just said that he will wear a mask when corruption is eradicated in Mexico.
Wow. I mean, you know, then there's the economy. And I know it's tough to talk about this and when we're talking about lives at stake here and the numbers rising of those who are dying. But does the government have an economic recovery plan?
No. The economy here is contracted by nearly 20% and 1 million formal jobs have been lost. But those are formal jobs. Most of the jobs in Mexico, like 60%, are in the informal sector, you know, just people selling on a street corner. And there is not a lot of relief for them. There is loans and credits. But the president just says he will not let the country go into debt to bail out big business. And this weekend, he actually took to social media and spent half an hour showing what he says the data that just shows that the worst has passed and that job loss is lessening and the economic activity is ticking up.
That's NPR's Carrie Kahn in Mexico City. Carrie, thank you.
You're welcome.